broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for August 5th. In the year of our Lord, 2015, it's our one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. I'm telling you right now, the checks and balances put in place by our founders, that is indeed the solution. A good, honest, moral people looking to God, not government, for solutions. And people using the checks and balances wisely put in place by our founders so that our greater numbers can absolutely be the order of the day if we have the guts and the might and the cooperation to get it done. The question is, do you believe in revolution? I don't. What I mean by that is I understand that the founders had to have a revolution. I get that. But we don't, because they put the blueprint in place for solutions. You know, people say to me, we've tried everything, Sam, can't get it done, just can't save America, man. It's like stick a fork in it. I don't agree. I don't agree at all. I'm convinced that the American people can do tremendous things if they get involved. The question is, are you willing? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. Unique columnist content and more at your fingertips. Without further ado, we'll do a recap of yesterday's show, showing how relevant the news really is and making sure that people don't miss critical topics and essential commentary towards educating Americans to take their country back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, peacefully. So, I might add, thanks for listening to the radio. If you want to participate financially as well, LibertyRoundtable.com, click on Help Us Grow. Would love your support. This half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. What's a vigor test, you ask? Well, it's a test to find out your energy levels. Are you depressed? Are you frustrated? Are you concerned? Are you discouraged? Are you angry? Are you confused? What if with some natural health and healing products you could improve that? What if you could turn that lack of energy around with plenty of energy? That discouragement and anger and frustration and confusion and with organization, stability, extra work hours in the day, plenty of energy, huh? That'd be awesome, wouldn't it? All right, well, you can take the scientifically backed free vigor test, get your score, then with natural health and healing solutions, improve on that, and then take the test again and chart your progress. How do you like that? Get a hold of Kurt. He'd be glad to help and talk to you about it. The tests are free. The number, 801-669-2211. That's simple. 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, that's C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Kurt at LibertyRoundtable.com. We talked about the Federal Election Commission, of the FEC, renews internet regulation push. New Media, The Drudge, many others in the crosshairs. They also say German prosecutors are investigating internet journalists for treason. Is free speech on the ropes? Is free speech in the crosshairs? I think it is. Will they take it away from us? It depends on what we the people do. Are we going to turn off the mainstream press oracles, so to speak? We're going to turn off the gatekeepers and turn to new media taking center stage? If we do in such numbers, they won't have a choice, folks. The scientists were right. They say your cell phone can give you cancer. There have long been whispers of a cancer connection from your cell phone, but a new study backs up that claim. What does Sam and Kirk think? We believe that cell phones and many other rays or radio waves, etc., can be harmful. Radiation can be bad for you. Are there answers? Yeah, there are. Less connectivity. Turn off Wi-Fi in your house. Move out to the country. But it's very difficult to escape these signals, folks. They're everywhere. And the only way really is to go off the grid, go out in the country where you know that the signals are less. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. We talked about a variety of topics related to the media, etc., the first hour. Second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons. He's with the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. Righttowork.org is their website if you want to check it out. And they stand against forced unions in bed with the government. Hey, unions are fine. Free association is fine. Looking for better working conditions is fine. It's when force becomes part of the element, when government pulls the lever in favor of a specific group like a union against the citizen representing themselves, that's when the trouble begins. I turned the mainstream press headline into my headline. My headline says this. GOP-controlled Senate blocks GOP bill to halt Planned Parenthood funding. The GOP-controlled Senate blocks the GOP plan to halt Planned Parenthood funds. You see, the GOP is really at war with itself, isn't it? You got the GOP guys, the good old Republicans or grand old Republicans that believe what you and I believe in the platform and that life is important and that the pro-death policy should not be funded by taxpayers. They shouldn't fund abortions and death policies, right? But the GOP insiders love this stuff. And so the GOP is really at war with itself, isn't it? Will unions go international by force and get in bed with the United Nations? We talked about that with Patrick Simmons. We talked about the ACLU says prisoners want improved living conditions and better opportunities. KSL News. Did you hear me? Prisoners. And the ACLU say, hey, we need better conditions for the prisoners and more opportunities. It's like, hello, aren't you guys in prison? Maybe you ought to leave prison if you want better opportunities. Maybe you ought to keep the laws and fill your time and get released and better opportunities might await you. Maybe these prisoners ought to meet Sheriff Joe, if you know his policies. People won't be wanting to go back so soon, huh? We also talked about America's favorite organic bread is killing it. Have you ever had Dave's Killer Bread, huh? It's USDA organic, non-GMO bread. Dave'sKillerBread.com. Check it out. We also talked about Obama's court tax blunder. Or I guess it's corporate tax blunder, sorry. Obama's corporate tax blunder. All right. Anyway, check that out. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. Today's news, the networks refuse to use, starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Dave'sKillerBread.com, Kurt. I went to the store, just like I told you I was going to do. I busted out and bought me some Dave's Killer Bread.
It's like $6 a loaf in my area.
No, it's not. It's $7 for two loaves.
Oh.
So it's $3.50 a loaf.
So you went to, so you got it at Costco.
I got it at Costco, anyway, but I looked at other places as well, and it's $3.49 a loaf at the other places too. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Except the problem is I had to go to several different stores, Kurt, and some of them were out of bread, buddy. Ooh. They weren't out of bread. They were just out of Dave's Killer Bread, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So you went and saw it, $7 a single loaf?
Well, for different, I guess they've got these different versions, you know.
Well, they have different Dave's Killer Breads. That's right. I bought three different kinds.
Whoa, there you go. So yeah. You're up on all the Dave's Killer
Breads. I don't know if I'm up on all of them, but I know about several of them.
Well, I mean, yeah.
They got the good seed bread, which is incredible. It's got all kinds of seeds and nuts in it. It's phenomenal bread, I might add.
Mm-hmm.
They got the Dave's Killer Bread thin slice, which is like for sandwiches and stuff like that. And they say that's sweetened only with real fruit juice.
Cool.
And then they got the other bread. I can't remember what it's called. It's there's Good Seed, which was kind of my favorite one. It had tons of seeds. There's one bread that has tons of different seeds in it. Obviously, there's base grains. And then the other one's like a 21-grain one.
Uh-huh.
That's the third one that I tried. The 21 grain one is incredible too. I'm just telling you though, it is killer bread, Kurt. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Dave's on fire with killer bread, that's for sure. Which kind did you try, Kurt? Do you know what it's called?
You know, the one that the lady gave me was, I think it was a good seed, I think. It might have been that one. You know, with, it's like real crunchy chewing into it. You know?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And
it's phenomenal.
Toast and then butter and the good honey.
I'm just telling you right now, you get a piece of that good seed bread from Dave's Killer Bread. And, you know, you could say it's $3.50 a loaf and you say, that's expensive, Sam. I usually get my bread for $2 or $2.50 or maybe even $3 a loaf. This is expensive. My response is not when you really understand what's in it. I mean, you're talking about almost a meal here, Kurt, when you eat this kind of bread. It's so full of so many things. It's beyond imagination. It's also basically 1 pound, 11-ounce loaf. So you're talking about a 27-ounce loaf of bread. I've never seen a loaf of bread that heavy or that full-bodied or I don't know what you call it. But That dense, it's pretty smart bread, so it's not too dense, but I'm just saying it's dense, right? I've never seen a loaf of bread that heavy, that big, though, before. Have you?
Those are big loaves.
So they're solid, big loaves of bread. And so I'm just telling you, it's not as expensive as when you really think about it. Two loaves for $7, and it's the best loaf of bread you'll ever have, in my humble opinion. And so here, I'm going to just tell you when we get back for the break, what would be, in my opinion, a perfect breakfast scenario, okay? Just telling you. Dave's Killer Bread, we're talking about it. Got to try some. It's phenomenal stuff. I'm just telling you right now. All right, Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refuse to use on your favorite talk radio station.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Oh, I had a problem with breathing. When I stopped to do some walking, I had a problem. I had a heart attack, my second one. I take this pill and I feel great.
I had 3 bypasses 10 years ago, and I was in bed almost 24 hours a day, and painkillers out of this world. I started taking this. I'm down to almost no painkillers at all, and it helped my circulation 100%. My medical doctor, and I went to see him, and he could not believe it. There's no way it could have went down that fast. He could not believe it. I showed him what I was taking. He said, don't stop taking it. I wouldn't do without it. It's unbelievable.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T, that's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. I know people are going, Sam, what on earth is your fascination with this Dave's Killer Bread? I mean, it's just bread, Sam. Come on. What are you doing? It's not worth all this radio time. Are you getting paid by these people? What's going on with you, Sam? The answer is no. Let me make this very clear. I'm not getting paid a penny. However, when Kurt brought up this Dave's Killer Bread that a lady gave him, I was fascinated with her humility. She wanted to buy some honey from Kurt, and she couldn't afford it, but Kurt kindly gave her the honey anyway. Just imagine if we had small vendors that looked at life that way in America. Just imagine what would happen if people kind of looked at it as a good Samaritan life, and they kind of decided to do some good and serve others. You know what, ma'am? It's okay if you don't have all the money that you need. I'm still gonna give you this thing. So he gives her the honey. Next thing you know, she comes back and she gives him a loaf of Dave's killer bread. Now, I think Kirk got the better end of the deal. Not really exactly. I'm just kind of joking. But to say that, you know what? It's a barter system in that scenario. I'm going to do something kind for somebody. Then somebody feeling like, you know what? I'm so grateful for that. I'm going to return the kindness. And then we look up daveskillerbread.com and we learn about this bread. Not only is it some of the best bread in the world, non-organic, I'm sorry, it's organic, non-GMO, made with some of the best whole ingredients you can make bread with, not a bad ingredient among it or in it. And then you start to learn about Dave's story. And you go, hey, man, verified whole grain bread made by prisoners? What? Made by a prisoner? And the whole point of the company is, do you believe in second chances? And now Sam is kind of going, wait a minute. We're not talking about bread anymore. Or are we? Are we talking about second chances? And then you kind of start to back into this idea. I think the Savior believed in second chances. The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, believed in second chances. And you say, Sam, you're so duped. That's just a marketing ploy by a bread company. Come on, how foolish are you? And my response is, wait a minute. Are we going to try to think negative and sinister and cynical about everything? Or are we going to say, I don't care if it's a marketing ploy for these people. When you really find out about Dave's story, you find out he was a prisoner and he did get a second chance and he was absolutely grateful for the second chance that he was given. And then you start to say, do second chances matter? And you start to look at guys like Glenn Beck and you say, you know what? He got a second chance. Got off the alcohol, became a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As far from perfect as Glenn Beck or I or you or anybody else may be, the fact is, he's taken his second chance, and he's done wonders with it. He's done a tremendous job educating and teaching and greeting across the country, providing people hope and leadership and guidance and love. And is Glenn perfect? No. Do I agree with everything he does? No. But is he doing a lot of good? Yes. And so I bring that up and say, do you believe in second chances? And are we really talking about bread now, Kurt? Yeah, we are. Are we really talking about employment? Yeah, we are. Are we talking about America? Yeah, we are. Are we talking about entrepreneurship? Yeah, we are. Are we talking about starting a business from, pardon the pun, scratch? Yeah, we are. Are we talking about hope? Yeah, we are. Now, they talk about this day's bread, and they say our products, packed with protein, fiber, and whole grains with no artificial ingredients, no artificial anything, it will rock your world, is what they say. We know bread and more. Okay, they got just tremendous bread. They got one called 21 Whole Grains and Seeds. I'm telling you, that is a packed loaf of bread. They also got Good Seed. I tried both of those. They got the Blues Bread, which I didn't try. They got White Bread Done Right, which I haven't tried either. They got Seed and Honey Wheat. They got 100% whole wheat. Power Seed, that's the one that I tried. Power Seed's phenomenal. They got sprouted whole grains. Now, I'm into that. They got spelt bread, rock and rye, 21 whole grain, thin sliced, Good Seed, thin sliced. Looks like they got all of them thin sliced. They got $1 million buns. They got Sin Dog. In our home, there's rarely any bread but Dave's, says the testimonial. Now, I bring this up because I think it's about second chances. I bring this up because this story is fascinating. I bring this up because the products are incredible. And I bring this up for so many reasons it's hard to even describe. But I think the nation, I think America, I think you, my brother or sister out there listening, or those of you who may not be listening but ought to be, I think you deserve a second chance. I think America deserves a second chance. You know, Jesus Christ himself, when he was teaching, came upon the woman that was taken in adultery. And, you know, they were stoning her to death, and he stops them, and they ask him what he thinks. And he says, "Let those without sin among you cast the first stone." And then he looks up and says, "Where are thine accusers?" And she said, "There are none, Lord." And he said, "Go thy way and sin no more." Now, did he support adultery? Of course not. Was he sad that she was involved in sin? Absolutely. Did he protect her and save her life in a pro-life move? Without question. Did he then admonish her to don't do it anymore and to change and to repent? And here's your second chance, woman. Now, in our day, woman is kind of a negative term, it seems. In their day, it was an absolute phrase of respect and honor. So the question for you is, do you believe in second chances? In fact, they go so far on this website, daveskillerbread.com, is to put together kind of a pledge, Kurt. They say, take the pledge. What the heck does that mean?
You know, I was looking there and trying to find that. I went down the second chances part and found, you know, how they basically say, you know, that, what is it, about two out of, I think it's two out of three. Let's see, one in three of our employee partners has a criminal background. So, you know, these are people that aren't, you know, just talking the talk, you know, about second chances.
Well, and that's why I bring it up. And it's like, at first glance, you would say, well, who on earth would want to do, you know, business with all these criminals? No, folks, these are people who have taken, in my opinion, a pledge in their own personal lives to change, to be different.
Yeah. Well, there it is. I found it.
Right. And this is an important principle to understand. Do you want a second chance in your life? No matter how good or bad you may have lived it the first time or the first go round, do you want a second chance to respond differently to different situations? You know, a lot of these criminals, they've grown up in criminal environments, Kurt. That's all they know.
Yep.
But there are a lot of people that take second chances. And they turn them into something good, and they do something with them, and they make a difference for not only their own lives, but the lives of those around them. All right, so they got this pledge, Kurt. It might be the start of someone's second chance, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And so you can sign a petition. I'm trying to read the, you know, where it is. It says, do you believe in second chances? Join us and share your pledge. Our goal is to gather 10,000 signatures to help demonstrate the consumer support for more businesses to hire people with criminal backgrounds. Take the pledge, then download the badge and post on your social media to show your support. Pound or what is that? Twitter.
You know, it's a letter to
chances
for profit businesses, Kurt.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's the pledge, right?
I guess.
Like, you've read a letter?
There would be some words. I don't see where the letter is, but I guess you just sign your name, and then it says, I'm signing because, you know, I guess the pledge is that, you know, that you...
Letter to for-profit businesses. It's right there. I'll get to it in seconds. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use talk station. You want to see the letter? You want to take the pledge? Daveskillerbread.com. You can call it a marketing employer. You can look a little deeper and ask yourself, do you believe in second chances? I, Sam Bushman, sure do.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Sam makes good on his promise to go buy and try Dave's Killer Bread, davescillerbread.com. And the big idea here is that, you know what? Criminals are in trouble. And people deserve second chances. That's kind of the idea. The founder of Dave's Killer Bread was a criminal. But he got a second chance. And look what he's done with it. And invites us to look a little deeper. To take a page out of the Prince of Peace playbook, if you will, and believe in second chances. We believe in second chances. Do you? So on their website, they got this pledge, Kurt, and I think it's pretty simple. Do you believe in second chances? I believe in second chances is basically your pledge, right?
Yep. And, you know, then they have, like you said, this letter where you can basically, it says letter to for-profit businesses. Says the U.S. has the highest incarceration rates in the world and a relapse rate that by some reports put more than half back in prison within the first year out. One reason? It's too hard to get a job. A criminal record cuts the likelihood of a callback or job offer by close to half. These are people we know, family members, neighbors. It's a hidden in plain sight epidemic, with one in four U.S. adults trying to make their way with a criminal record, an arrest, a conviction, or an incarceration. Dave's Killer Bread is a business built on the deep belief that everyone is capable of greatness. Dave's is committed to second chance employment, the practice of hiring people with criminal backgrounds. I share their belief that businesses can play a critical role in the solution. Too many good employers are reluctant to make a commitment, and too many people with potential in the workforce are being passed by. People with drive, commitment, and a will to succeed. You can learn more about second chance employment best practices at www.dkb, that's for Dave's Killer Bread, dkbfoundation.org. I think Dave's Killer Bread is onto something with second chance employment and hope you'll consider adopting similar hiring practices as well. So then you,
all right. Yeah, so then you can get the badge. You can go to that website. You can learn about DKBFoundation.org. I think we need to get these people on the radio with us and talk about it. I think what they're on to is something that America really needs. Each person in America deserves forgiveness, deserves a second chance, deserves the ability to develop friendships and to become somebody. There's all kinds of realities out there that we need to look at in America on an individual basis, but on a nation's basis. Does America deserve a second chance? And God would say yes, Kurt, to second chances. In fact, if you look at the Old Testament, what's that scripture? I'm not very good at giving you the references for scriptures, but I'm pretty decent at remembering scripture because I read
often. It's right in between the front cover and the back cover.
Yeah, that's kind of like Kurt's idea that if you score more points than the other guy, you're going to win idea. He's brilliant. And you ought to have criminals on your team, too. And you ought to let criminals read the scriptures, too, Kurt. And but anyway, the Lord says, if you turn to me and get rid of your sin, if you come back to me, if you repent, if you change, if you keep my commandment, I will heal your land. Right?
Yeah.
Where is that in, Kurt?
Good point.
That's,
I can look it up.
Oh, that's all right.
I guess that's what I was supposed to be doing. I was just signing the petition on day.
Well, you should sign the petition on there. And we should interview these people. And we should really take this theme, in my mind, and run with it. It's not just about the bread, folks. Sure, the bread's phenomenal. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just about the bread.
I will heal thy land. Is that what you're looking for?
It's 2 Chronicles 7:14, Kurt. I looked it up.
Oh, you found it. Good job. All
right. Yeah. But think about it. He says, I will heal their land if they turn to me. Isn't that like the ultimate second chances option for a nation? If you humble, if they humble them, if they humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Now, I don't know everything, but that to me is like the broadest biblical Judeo-Christian second chance scripture I can find. Now, I wouldn't mind if people can find second chance scriptures and bring them to my attention, but I'm afraid we'll turn into scripture hour. Because as far as I know, they're all through the Bible.
Good point.
Think about it. Just think about it. It's all about second chances. And I know the hardcore political people are like, Sam, come on, we don't even care about this Christian stuff. Christian or not, we can take care of America. We can restore a country or something like that. I don't believe it, Kurt.
Yep.
Now, I'm not saying I don't believe we can do good. I'm just saying you cannot divorce it from God's blessings. Okay? And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is like the ultimate, in my opinion, second chance of scripture. And it directly doesn't just talk about, like, individuals. Okay? I pointed that out when it came to the woman taken adultery by the Savior. That's the most individualistic second chance that I can find. When the Savior tells the adulterous woman, go thy way and sin no more, and saves her life and says, you know what, don't do this anymore. Please change. But then nationally speaking, or nations, this 2 Chronicles 7:14 really kind of lays that out. Now, I want to contrast that, Kurt, with this story. It's from WorldNet Daily, and the headline says this. Now they're killing babies outside the womb. WorldNet Daily. And they go into this Planned Parenthood fiasco in the fifth undercover video, if you haven't heard about this, basically exposes they're now doing their very best to deliver babies, kill them after they're born, so that they can deliver complete, what do they call that, cadavers, Kurt? Is that how it is?
That's the word, yeah.
All right. And complete body parts. So now not only are they trafficking in body parts, but now they're murdering babies outside of the womb.
You gotta have for science, I guess.
And, well, for science and for all kinds of other things, yeah. And so it gets to be sicker and sicker the more you learn. Now what? Are we going to keep funding this with our tax dollars? See, America needs to repent, turn away from her wicked ways, and repent and get these blessings on the second chance plan God has for even nations.
Good point.
So we could talk about, you know what, let's get the militia going. We could talk about, let's take down the next politician and replace them with somebody who will do good. I'm all for those things, okay? But digging into who's in charge of the conspiracy and electing my next patriot is way behind changing my personal life with a second chance and or teaching others to do the same. In other words, I think we can do more for the salvation and protection of men and women and their freedoms and their liberty by turning to God and teaching God's word than we can ever do with the political realm. And I'm not saying that we don't want to talk about politics on this program. I'm not saying we've just turned into a religious hour or anything. But I am saying we've got to put things proper. It's not country, family, and God. Or country, family, and, well, we don't care if you believe in God. The message is clear. It's God, family, and country in that order. And the message is clear. If we turn to the author of liberty and do what he asks us to do, it'll be a covenant. We do what he asks us to do, and he blesses us with protection and safety and liberty. Maybe the protection of life, liberty, and property comes into mind as we promote God, family, and country. God, because he's the author of our liberty. Family, because that's the fundamental institution he's put together for a safe, profitable, stable, moral society. See? So anyway, I don't mean to go off on this forever and digress, Kurt, but I just look at these two stories. You got the Dave's Killer Bread people running around going, hey, do you believe in second chances? And I look at Chronicles 2:7-14, and I say, yeah. I look at the woman taken in adultery and say, yeah, I believe in second chances. And then I see now they're killing babies outside the womb, and it gets exposed, and we know about it now. What are we going to do? The two stories are such opposite that it's almost beyond imagination. And so now I guess the scripture in the Bible comes, what side are you? And as for me in my house, I will choose the Lord. Kind of an idea. Okay, it's crunch time, folks. It's not time just to go, hey, you know, that's a complicated thing. I'm not really religious. I don't believe in any real dominant or denomination. Organized religion's just a scandal. You know, they always tell me to send my money, but they give me their address. Kind of an idea. I understand that, and I'm not telling you where to worship or with who. But I'm telling you the right of conscience. When we talk about life, liberty, and property, liberty is the right of conscience to worship how, where, or what you may. To believe as you will, as wrong or right as you may be, we stand for your right and ability to do that, even if you're wrong. I don't stand for you being wrong, but I stand for your right to be wrong, if that makes any sense. All right, when we come back, we'll talk more about it. I know this sounds quite deep and philosophical. It almost borders on breaking down the keys to theology. But we got to understand where the author of liberty is and what we can do to qualify for liberty's blessings, huh?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I got a question, Kurt. Do armadillos deserve a second chance? Just kind of wondering.
Looks like it, Sam. It looks like it. You know, I was just looking up a little more detail on armadillos. I remember... being fed armadillo, and, you know, at least in my opinion, it tastes a lot like chicken. But anyway, the headline from the Reuters folks, and you might not have heard about this, but the headline reads, Texas man shoots armadillo, gets hit in face by bullet ricochet. Lisa Maria Garza is the author, Dateline Dallas. An East Texas man was wounded after he fired a gun at an armadillo in his yard, and the bullet ricocheted back to hit him in his face. That's what the county sheriff said. Now, you know, Sam, you don't see these stories coming out of New York City.
I hear that. Now it's 3 a.m., Kurt, and this dude's hanging out with his wife, right? So the armadillo, right, making a bunch of noise. He goes outside, sees that dude, opens fire with his .38, right?
Yeah. Shot three times. I guess. I guess one.
Is that
time,
like the third time's the charm, Kurt? That might be like three chances for this armadillo.
I guess so. They say the animal's hard shell deflected at least one of three bullets, which then struck the man's jaw. Ooh, ouch. The man was airlifted to a nearby hospital where they say his jaw was wired shut. No comment from him. According to the sheriff, the status of the animal is unknown. Yeah, the sheriff said, hey, we did it. We didn't find armadillo. So anyway, there's... There's a little Texas story, you know. It's just a little different than the big cities, you know, like, New York, et cetera.
Right? Yeah, the sheriff said the armadillo is nowhere to be found, so that dude took off, got a second chance.
You know, yeah, and as far as I can tell, you know, they didn't say there was any charges for this guy shooting at an armadillo in his yard at 3 o'clock in the morning, whereas, you know, I think you try that in some places like Washington, D.C., the armadillo. Yeah,
you won't get a second chance there, bro.
No, you're
no, sir.
You're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now you kind of wonder.
Three strikes.
This guy though is alive, right, Kurt? I think he got a second chance too.
Yes, he did. As far as I can tell, they're taking care of him now. His jaw is wired shut, but anyway.
There you go. Well, hey, he won't be popping off anytime soon, that's for sure. No, all right, now, Let me just explain something to you folks. 99% of the time, Kurt's right on health, and Sam knows Kurt's right, but doesn't do what he ought to do, okay? So, Sam likes soda pop, and Sam likes foods that aren't really good for you, and Sam knows they're not really good for you, and Sam even justifies himself by telling you that there's fluoride in the water and everything's genetically modified and all that kind of stuff, and that there's not really much you can do to eat well. And Sam's wrong completely, but he still has fun with that scenario, okay? Because it's hard to really control your diet, to lose weight and to be thin like you ought to be. You know what? You're suffering all the time. You're always hungry, kind of an idea. And you know what? I believe there is a conspiracy to make all of us fat. I believe they're putting things in our foods and chemicals that are really causing problems with our digestive systems, with our, your metabolism kind of thing. I believe they're tampering with all that. So I believe it's really almost impossible to eat and be healthy. Now, I say almost impossible because it absolutely is possible if you really work at it and really spend a lot of time. I joke and say it takes a full-time job to eat healthy because, you know, by the time you cut up all your vegetables and fruits and by the time you really go to your local farmer and get them and wash them in all kinds of appropriate liquids to get the chemicals or whatever else off them, or, you know, spend a bunch of extra money buying organic that's really expensive, or and it goes on and on to where, you know, it's almost impossible to do right. Anyway, I bring that up to say even if you eat all right and just drink good, clean, non-fluoride, non-chemical water and you do your very best and you filter everything and you wash everything and you buy organic and you spend all day doing all that, then, hey, man, don't worry. You got a Wi-Fi connection in your house that's just going to kill you anyway because you're going to get cancer and die. So, you know, and so I joke a little bit, but I think there's truth to my points in that it's about impossible. However, there's once in a great while that Sam, I mean, even clocks are right twice a day, right? Or digital clocks are right once a day. And so Sam's actually right once in a while. And so the headline says, curries are good for you, Kurt.
That's right, Sam. And so, you know, besides getting your Dave's Killer Bread, you're going to get some curry now.
Darn right I am.
It's the story's coming to us from express.co.uk. Yeah, curries are good for you, colon. Spicy foods can protect against premature death, study claims. And the subheadline, eating spicy food like curry could hold the key to a long and disease-free life, a study suggests. Now, one little comment before we get into the details of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know how research is done, typically you got to find some researchers and you got to fund them with some pretty good amount of money. And they will always tell you after they've given you the results that more research is needed.
Of course it is. And by the way, this is probably brought to you by the Jalapeno Sales Association or something, right?
Well, that's what typically is done because they've got to have a reason to pay for, you know, this kind of stuff. But
yeah, like brought to you by Americans for Jalapenos or brought to you by,
something like that. But, you know, that's typically the way it's done. Now, this professor, this guy's name is Luqi. I don't know if you say Luqi, Lucky. I'm not sure.
Luqi.
You know, that's, yeah. Anyway, he's associate professor at Harvard School of Public Health. And he said, compared with non-fresh spicy foods such as dried chili pepper, now that's one of your favorite things, Sam. I mean, you know, chili peppers.
Yes,
chili sauce
is.
Or
yes,
chili oil. Fresh chili pepper is richer in bioactive ingredients, including, now here's a big word for you, capsaicin. I don't
capsaicin.
Know how you say
I think that,
that
relates capsaicin. To the spicy foods, believe it or not, open up capillaries and stuff like that in your body and let blood flow and different things happen and all that kind of
vitamin
stuff.
Vitamin C and other nutrients such as vitamin A, K, and is that where the AK-47 comes from?
Anyway, yeah, it's nothing
AK
like vitamin bullets.
And B6 and potassium. Anyway, he goes on to say, we found the inverse associations of spicy food consumption with certain cause-specific deaths, cancer, ischemic. And what he's basically saying is if people don't eat those hot things, a lot of times they die sooner.
Yeah. So, just trying to help Kurt when I feed him all the spicy foods and stuff like that. I'm just trying to keep him alive, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I'm doing. And
I've
often said, hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised if garlic and onions and you know, stuff like that. And, of course, you got to throw in the jalapenos and all those things. If they just didn't really kind of like burn the bad stuff out of you, or at least make it hard for it to survive in you.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's the bottom line. They said those who regularly eat spicy dishes can reduce the chance of heading to an early grave by 14%. That's what the researchers believe.
So if I drink soda pop and I dig my grave and then I eat these and save my not going to the grave, then I'm about sixes, right?
That's right.
Now, see, that's just along my lines of just having fun with a lot of this. And I know Kurt gets really mad at me because he's like, Sam, don't you have a brain? You do bad things and it's bad for you. And you do good things and it's good for you. I get that association. I understand that Kurt's right and I'm wrong. I get it. Okay, I understand. I completely understand. And I publicly, to millions of people across the world, admit this, okay? But it's still fun and there's still things people like and people don't always make the wisest choices. And thus, there are second chances and third chances. And I don't know, the Bible even talks about forgiveness 70 times 7 idea. So I got a lot of jalapenos I can still eat. And so there you go. Now, what if I have Dave's bread and jalapenos, man? I'm talking right now about living forever, Kurt.
Amen to that. They say in this study, they say almost 500,000 Chinese people aged between 30 and 79 completed this a questionnaire about their general health and consumption of spicy food, red meat, vegetables, and alcohol. Now, I wonder if it was a questionnaire in Chinese, but anyway, those with a history of cancer, heart disease, and stroke were excluded from the study, and factors like age, marital status, level of education, and physical activity were accounted for. There were 20,224 deaths after a 7-year follow-up.
Let me tell you what they mean by accounted for. The reality that if you're married, you live longer, that kind of stuff. Just good pointing that out.
Yeah. The observational study found those who ate spicy foods once or twice a week had a 10% reduced risk of death compared with those who consumed them less than once a week. Get out there and have some General Tso's, you know, really spicy chicken.
Darn right, man. Get her done. Oh, yeah. Mongolian pork. All right. Anyway, I'm just telling you that's fascinating. Now, I want to just ask you another question. Did you know that global warming is making your fish perfect to eat the natural way? We'll talk about it next hour. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. You want to turn your phone into a radio anytime, any phone, anywhere? Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. By the way, our sponsor, thepowermall.com. Go to thepowermall.com. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Get incredible deals on health and healing solutions for your family. We the people can restore America. You're going to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.